I'm gonna live like a free Roman soul. rays of sun breaking through our window pane. Songs fill the air, but there's no singer there, just an old wooden guitar playing. Just like the days of old, they're in the far away from harm again. No one wins, it's a war again. No one wins, it's a war of men. Sky is fire.
Yeah.
Okay. They don't want Dixie taking it. Thank you.
some Fridays in country town. I'll find somewhere where they don't care who I am. Thank you.
came by and said hello to me and gave me a bunch of gifts and made me feel welcome there. So I'd like to do this tune here for them.
Talk about Hollywood and the good things there.
Naked? Oh, hey now. Sometimes I feel that way.
My old dad went walking one
pushing tall weeds right out of his way. My old daddy went walking one day. Hey now, hey now. Brown leather boots and an old plaid shirt. Daddy went walking just to feel the earth. Got a little dirty, but that's all right. Hey now, hey now. Old man crossing the road, you gotta let him go. Old man crossing the road, he's feeling fine. Went riding in his old car. Took the dog with him cause it weren't too far. Daddy went riding in his old car. Hey now, hey now. Old brown beats and an old straw hat. Daddy hitting wood with the barnyard cat. Got a little dirty but that's alright. Hey now, hey now. Crossing the road, you gotta
thank you. Rock
walking in the rain. Midnight was the time of the rain. Oh, Isabella, proud Isabella, they tore you down and plowed you under. You're only real with your makeup on. How could I see you and stay too long? Along the Navajo Trail, burnouts stub their toes on garbage pails. Waitresses are crying in the rain. Will their boyfriends pass this way? Oh, Mother Goose, she's on the skids. She ain't happy, neither are the kids. She needs someone that she can scream at. And I'm such a heel for making her feel so bad. I guess I'll call it sickness gone. It's hard to say the meaning of this song. An ambulance can only go so fast. And it's easy to get buried in the past. When you try to make a good thing last. Today in the entertainment section, there's room at the top for private detention. To mom and dad, this just doesn't matter, but it's either that or pay off the kidnapper. So all you critics, sit alone. You're no better than me for what you've shown. With your stomach pump and your hook and ladder dreams, we could get together for some scenes. Thank you. I'm up in Geo, keeping Jive alive. Out on the corner, it's 5:30. The subways are empty, and so are the cafes, except for the farmer's market. And I still can hear him say, "You're all just pissing in the wind. You are, and there ain't nothing like a friend who can tell you you're just pissing in the wind." So many lies, he has a different story for every set of eyes. How can he remember who he's talking to? 'Cause I know it ain't me, and I hope it isn't you.
She rides a Harley Davidson.
know it ain't easy. You got to hold on. She was an unknown legend in her time, but now she's dressing two kids, looking for the magic kiss. She gets that far away look in her eyes. Somewhere on a desert highway, she rides a Harley Davidson. Her long, long hair flying in the wind. She's been running half her life. The chrome and steel. I used to have a dog named Elvis. Yeah, he's a great dog. He's a blue tick hound. You know, the kind that howls and takes off on you. He had a great nose. That was his whole thing. That nose was great. He knew it, too. He followed it everywhere. Beautiful dog. Anyway, one day, you know, Elvis went to the foo-foo parlor. You know, he was smelling pretty bad. I rolled in some cow shit or something. So, you know, we were going on the road. And he always went on the bus with me. So he, you know, really smelled terrible. He had now instead of smelling like cow shit, which at least he could understand, and I could understand, he smelled like a foo-foo parlor. Just looked like a dog. It didn't work. It wasn't working. He knew it. It was very degrading, you know. If your whole thing is how you, you know, and it's covered up by this foo-foo, you know. And you're a dog like Elvis. I mean, it was terrible. It was a terrible thing. All almost a takeoff after just about anything. It smelled right to him. When you called Elvis, he knew that that was his one chance to leave. We stopped for a while and we pulled over to a rest area. Elvis was really smelling bad at that time. Way too much food. He wasn't feeling himself. So I let him out of the bus for a minute. It was a little bit rainy and sort of the end of the day. I knew he wouldn't go very far, so sure enough, he jumped out of the bus and went around the bus once. Came back to the door, wanted back in, so I put him back inside. He was pretty wet, so that foo-foo started smelling really bad. Way too strong. So we had dinner and sat around and talked with Elvis about his smell. It was time to turn in. Only about 150 miles from the show the next day. So it'll be a pretty easy night. Well, in the middle of the night, I noticed Elvis was in the room with me in the back of the bus. He's making a lot of noise. Smelling really bad. My whole room smelled like a foo-foo parlor. so bad, I figured, well, I'll let him out. And he'll just run for a little while, and then he'll come back. He stood there by the door. He couldn't wait to get out, so I opened the door, and there he went. Went around the bus. Went around the bus again, about 100 yards away. And about 500 yards away, he went around the bus. And he just took off over the top of a hill and disappeared. And I could hear him in the distance. Just hear him howling in the canyons all by himself, running and running. So I went back to sleep. Wasn't scared of jumping off the truck and running near. King went a-howling and he would go. It's the best old hound I ever did know. That old King was a friend of mine. Never knew a dog that was half as fine. I may find one you never do know, 'cause I still got a long way to go. Outside, kind of listened for him, couldn't hear a thing. A little while later, Joe got up. We were just standing outside, we figured he'd show up. You know, when it rains, the scent goes away. And even a good hound dog has to have his scent. That's why he goes around in circles, because he can smell every time he crosses that line that he made. He knows where he is, like a big radar signal going out from the source in all directions, so he can get closer and closer and closer, because it's something that they do when they're real close. It's strong, and there's something that they do. It's like weaker as they go farther and farther away, so they know when they're getting closer. But we listen for them. Couldn't hear a thing. So we decided to go and maybe take a look. Went up over the hill, crossed over a fence. Joe went one way and I went the other. There was this big Royal Road track going right through. And we just stood there for a while. Joe took off north and I took off south. After a while, we couldn't see each other. There was a big bend in the tracks. And I was just out there in the middle of the trees and gave him a couple of calls. Scared of jumping off the truck in my view. He went sniffing and he would go. It's the best old hound dog I ever did know. back of the bus and we waited a little while. Still no Elvis. Now we had to leave because it was time to go do the show. So there's this guy I've been waiting around and saw the bus and he recognized me and he'd been waiting around with us. He said he'd stay behind. So I took my plaid shirt. This plaid shirt I've been wearing for a while, and I put it on the ground just outside the bus with a bowl and a couple of little things and milk bone. I knew he'd come back. When he got back, he'd be right there by that plaid shirt. Bus and we just left everything there, took off. Had to make some time to get there on time. As it was, we were about 45 minutes late. The crowd was more than ready. Pickup truck there, a hippie guy sitting in the front seat that I talked to. Right beside him is there's Elvis sitting in another front seat. He went running after beer, wasn't scared of jumping off the truck in my gear. He went a sniffing and he would go, it's the best old hound I ever did know. I had a dog and his name was King. I told the dog about everything. Old King sure meant a lot to me, but that hound dog is history. watched you from afar. When we were lovers, I loved you with all my heart. But now it's getting late, and the moon is quite high. Because I'm still in love with you, I wanna see you dance again. Because I'm still in love with you on this harvest moon. Because I'm still in love with you, I wanna see you dance again. Because I'm still in love with you on this harvest moon. Something opened up the gates again. I can't control it, so I'm rushing in. Here comes a mermaid and a little girl. Some open drawers from around the world. Got some medals hanging on my chest. I seen some good ones, but I missed the best. Hey, luck, don't you turn on me. I'm just a student of your history. I'm just a student of your history. Faster, I was always behind. was faster, I was always behind.
Thank you.
good to see you. Good to see you again. Good to see your face again. It's good to see you. I've been down on the endless highway. Now at last I'm home to you. I feel like waking up lost time. Good to see you. Good to see you again. Good to see your face. I'm the suitcase in your hallway. I'm the footsteps on your floor. When I'm looking down on you, I feel like I know what my life is for. Good to see you. Good to see you again. Good to see your face again. It's good to see you. Thank you.
Offered life and sacrifice so others could go. together, and they lifted many stones. They carried them to the flatlands, but they died along the way. And they built up with their bare hands what we still can't do today. Loves me.